It's a small one. I don't need to be too strategic.
Hello, this is Stuart.
Hi, Stuart. This is Gabe over at Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Did you say Dave?
Gabe with a G, GABE.
Oh, Gabe. Hi.
Yeah, so I saw you were working with Kyle here. Do you have a few minutes to talk now, or did I catch you at a good time, or?
As long as you don't mind me just doing some things in the background.
Yeah, no problem. Not a problem. So we do have an approval for you here. I know, we were trying to work around the couple balances, notes that were out right now. How much did you have in mind to bring on right now? Ideally.
We ran into the problem that your loans are 2 years in amortization, and so the loans originally we wanted to consolidate three loans into a lower interest rate or but not increase the payment. We want to lower our payments. But with 2 years amortization, even at zero interest, the payment still goes up because there's three loans. Two of them have 2.5 years left on them, and one of them is fairly new and has 4.5 years left on it, fully amortized. So then, when speaking with the quality control, I said, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to do that without raising our payments. And she said, yeah, I see your point. Probably what we'll end up doing is offering you something where maybe we can get that smaller one refinanced, and then some working capital for your business. And I said, yeah, that's kind of what I figured once I learned about the amortization. So that's kind of where we stand now. So not a whole lot because of the desire to keep our payments from going up.
What's your monthly output right now with those two loans?
You mean what we
What are
have
your
to
pay?
pay?
What are your monthly payment? How much are you paying out monthly for those two?
For the first two, which are about, like I said, a year and a half old on, I thought was a 4 year amortization, but I think Kyle said it was maybe five. Our payments are combined about $1,350, and then the third one, which we took out in July, is another $700.
Got you. And are you, just to kind of go over your credit with you, are you familiar with where your credit's at? Did Kyle go over that with you?
No, actually.
Okay, yeah, no problem. So right now, your credit's right at 639, which
Really?
is, yeah, it's at six, yeah, so it's about 40 or so points below the national average.
Yeah, it's that dropped quickly from 700 to 690 to 6. The last time I checked, just a couple months ago, it was 665. But I know our balances are now high as a percentage of the credit limits.
Right,
So
yes, you have about. I'm sorry, go
my
ahead.
credit really my really credit really took a hit there.
Yeah, so it looks like right now you have about 20% revolving availability, about 80% of the credit used up. So yeah, just we do have an approval for you. Just to kind of go over that, we have. Can you hear me there?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, so we do have some money to get the relationship started. Right now, the most I have available to you is $7,500.
Okay.
And with this in place, we're not paying off any of the existing balances. It's just an additional funds for you there. So it is shorter term by nature. It's just under 6 months or so. It's just to kind of get your foot in the door here, and get the relationship started with the business. So, I mean, is that something that you could put to use there for the business at this point, the 7,500?
I don't know if we'd want to bother with it. What would the payment be?
So we have you daily payments, and it's $92.73, and that's only Monday through Friday.
So, what does that work out to be a month?
So your monthly output, so it's 21 payments per month, weekdays only. So that would be, so that'd be $1,947 a month, and that's I interest and principal.
All right, I'll talk about it with my wife. I don't think that's going to help us. I think what we need to do is use the money that we have to pay down those balances so that we
So,
can
so
deal
you're,
with the.
you're. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
We've had, we get offers all the time, obviously. So I think obviously we like I said, need to take the money that we have and pay down some of our credit cards
Right.
so that the percent to the balance isn't destroying my credit like it is now.
Right, and to kind of touch on that is one thing that's good about these loans is that I know you have that issue there with your revolving availability really affecting your ability to borrow. Typically you want to have about 30% at maximum of your credit utilized to maintain a healthy credit score. But the good news about this loan is this won't show up on your personal credit report. So this is strictly a business loan. It's not gonna be there, on your balances, showing up on your personal credit report there. So that's something to keep in mind. I know that that's it sounds like you're really using this money to kind of pay down some of that personal debt. So you could utilize that money, to free up some more availability. Another thing I'd like to mention, just to keep in mind for when you discuss it with your wife is, this loan is shorter, shorter term due to the fact that, the credit, there were some issues with the credit there. And there are a couple loans out, which always, kind of make things a little more tricky. But one thing to keep in mind is, come end of January, we have the ability to refinance this loan. We can extend it out for a longer period of time, and it's typically cheaper funds, and we free up some more capital for you then. So that would be right around the end of January is when, let's say you bring on the money this month, you pay down some credit card debt. Come end of January, we could always revisit your file and try and extend that term out and free up some more capital for you.
What kind of a difference would it be at that point?
It's kind of, a lot of things can change over a few months. Do you mean a difference in amount we can free up for you, your payback, your payments, or what do you,
Just, yeah, the whole picture.
just in general? Yeah. So typically, we're a relationship-based lender, so, let's say end of January, just to throw some ballpark numbers at you, we can, dep and this is going to be dependent on, how, as long as cash flow doesn't fall off significantly or something drastic happens with your credit, we can usually free up more money than the initial loan that you'd be, free up more capital than the initial amount you're borrowing. And typically rates are anywhere from, 5 to 10 cents on the dollar cheaper for you as well. So just something to keep in mind,
Yeah, what's the rate on this loan?
So you're paying 36 cents on the dollar. It's a fixed cost. So your total payback is $10,200 on the, on the 7500. So it's a fixed cost. It's not, compounding, which seems like, has been being an issue for you on the other one. So
in 6 months.
Correct. Yeah. But keep in mind, we do have the ability to do the refinance about, halfway through the term. So something to keep in mind for you there.
And how far out would the refinance go?
So the refinance would be typically, 50% through the term. So we'd be looking at like last week in January or so.
It go out like another 6 months? Is that what you're saying?
No, it can, but a lot of times we can extend the term out longer than the initial. I would be looking to get you on more of like a 12-month loan when we go back to do the refi, at the end of January. That's what I would be looking to do for your file.
Okay. What if we had a 700-plus FICO score?
It would definitely help your case. It certainly would help the case because, your credit... it's not horrible, and I don't mean to bash on your, I'm not trying to beat you up over your credit, but, just looking at it objectively, it was slightly problematic, but, we might have cheaper pricing. We would have cheaper pricing if it was, in the 700 plus range. So, so let's say that, when we go back to reexamine your file that, you paid off some of that credit card debt, the rate's up, I would expect to have, a much better rate for you when that time comes.
Well, I'll discuss it with her. On the face of it, it certainly doesn't seem, logical for us to borrow $7,500 and to pay back over a third of that over a six-month period when we could just use all of that money and be paying off credit cards.
Right, and that's
use money that we have to pay off credit cards, rather than building up another $2,500 in debt over six months.
Right. I would just when you discuss it with your wife, keep in mind that this is a business loan, so it's not going to show up on the personal credit. I know you're trying to do some credit repair there, so that's important. And just discuss the refinance opportunities with her. If you want to review documents, you can send Kyle over just a voided business check and a copy of your driver's license, and we can just send out some documents for you to you and your wife to review. And all right.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so we'll be in touch. I'll have Kyle maybe follow up with you, and go ahead and discuss that with your wife. And we'll be in touch shortly down the road there. All right.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate the time, Stuart. You got it. Bye.
Bye-bye.